The year is 2003. The newly formed Department of Homeland Security has started Operation Rolling Stone. In response to the anthrax attacks, the U.S. government set up decoy delivery operations all over the nation by the name of USPUSS. Homeland Security is using these facilities to hire stoners and monitor their lifestyle in hopes of uncovering their ties to terrorism. The following recordings come from their investigation into subjects Ken and Sketch and are highly confidential.
It's a dry heat. Get with it, all right? Look how good my hair looks right now.
Yeah, I know. It looks good, but I mean, you know, it's looked better.
Nobody's asking you.
Yeah, well, put in the number. I don't have access to this yet. Oh, thanks. That looks like it was pretty simple. What is that, 1, 2, 3, 4?
Do you want to get fired?
Okay, let's get in here. We got a lot to get to today, Diego. I mean,
yeah,
I'm a little backlogged on these audio files.
I got how backlogged are you?
Well, you know how we're supposed to turn these in every single week?
Yeah.
Well, we haven't been doing that for the past, like, month. But, you know, I just need to edit them so that they don't sound, you know, it's just the necessary bits. You know what I mean?
Well, is there any way you could hurry this up? I kind of want to catch a flight.
Well, I mean, this is technically both of our jobs. I mean,
I know.
It'd be a lot quicker if I had a little bit of help here.
Well, here's my help. How about I go get you something to drink and you get this whole shindig started?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that will.
All right.
I'm sure that will help. Thank you. God damn, Diego.
What?
What? Nothing. Nothing. I didn't say anything under my breath.
Uh-huh.
I would appreciate any drink that you could give me right now.
Yeah.
With caffeinated things.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll be right back.
So I'm just going to move this here. Move this here. Fucking drop and click. Wait. Hold up. What the? There's something wrong with this file. Like, I swear this had some, there's a whole section missing here. There's like an hour missing right here. This is, Diego?
What?
Have you been messing with the sound files at all?
No, this is my first time back in like 2 weeks.
Okay.
What's going on?
Do you even know what program this is?
I...
okay, never mind. It couldn't have been you.
Yeah.
That's very weird. Diego, could you turn on the security screen for me?
Yeah, it's this red button over here, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Diego, do you know where any of these things are?
Shut up, level one.
Okay, all right, just turn it on, all right? We should probably keep an eye on the facility while we're here, you know?
Yeah.
You never know when Ken and Sketch are going to show back up again. So, turn it on. Tell me what you see.
Well,
I'm working on this audio. Come on.
You know, our day is about to get longer now, but the facility seems to be blown up.
What?
Look.
What do you mean, blown up?
Look at the image.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. This is, you know, this is horrifying, but I gotta admit, this reminds me of something.
I know. I get this weird, eerie sense of deja vu
as
well.
Yeah, did you have a dream about a giant fireball engulfing your body and turning it into ash?
Look, I'm not going to talk to you about this, but I have a phone call to make, so...
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that as a yes. All right?
Our day is about to get longer, so...
Okay, well, we should probably get down to that facility
ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That stands for as soon as possible, Diego. We need to get down there.
God, if you could drive a little bit slower.
Well, I'm kind of trying to get through the rubble here. I mean, that explosion really threw things pretty
far.
Well,
we don't know if there was an explosion, but I called headquarters and I got no answer.
It looks like an explosion just happened here.
I don't...
Is all I'm saying.
See anything burned or anything. I just see a lot of rubble.
There's no scorch marks anywhere.
I don't see any dead people either.
That's weird. I feel...
Because I know there were people here last night.
What?
There were people working here last night.
Yeah, I think I was working here last night. But I don't remember.
Yeah.
Were you working here last night?
Having a coffee with you in the break room that was right up there.
Yeah. The The one that's gone now.
The big hole in the wall.
Yeah. I really liked that break room. I'm going to miss that thing.
Don't know why. It was a filthy shithole. Anyway, I called headquarters and I got no answer.
Okay.
I left messages.
What's the standard procedure for this? I mean,
I really honestly couldn't tell. Like, this never happens.
What about your clearance? I thought that you knew about this sort of thing.
Yeah, I know headquarters number.
Well, yeah, but...
And I know other things.
What? Quit. Why are you winking at me like that? You seem to have a thing about winking and not following up with it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so I called headquarters. I got no answer. But theoretically, they should be showing up in the next day or two.
Day or two. Should we just keep things going like normal then, as if nothing happened?
Yeah, I suppose. We do have to go to the Home Depot now.
Yeah, I suppose. Wait, are we going to rebuild this?
Gentlemen!
Oh.
Oh, hey, what's, where did you come from?
Oh, I've been here the entire time. You see... We are...
Straighten your shirt.
Yes, it is so good to catch up on all of our... I was going to say units, but there seems to be a little bit of a problem here, doesn't there?
Can I help you? Diego.
You don't know.
Who is this?
I'll let you explain yourself. I'm going to go get you a cup of coffee. I'll be right back.
That would be wonderful. Thank you so much. Who I am is... Beige. I am one of the higher ups here, coming in to check on the whole operation, which seems to have hit a bit of a snag, wouldn't you say?
A little bit, yes.
A little bit it has.
I think that's underestimating it
so
just a little. But yes, it is a snag.
It is, very much so. And you know what happens when snags happen in these operations?
I'm not sure.
Oh, people lose funding.
Oh, funding.
And when funding is gone, operations end. And operations that end due to loss of funding because of snags.
Oh, and this is all
theoretical. Well, they end up in the basement.
This is all theoretical, correct? Oh, you are speaking in a theoretical accent.
Perhaps.
We were just on our way to get building materials to fix this place back up.
You will be fixing this.
Yes.
Two men in your position running the whole operation will physically be repairing this establishment.
As you can see, everybody's gone right now.
Which is my next question, gentlemen.
It looks harder than it is.
Where are your employees, and who is that man sobbing by those pieces of rubble? Oh. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a beat and walk around, make some notes, come back with some material, some things for you all to read to understand what we're going to have to do next.
Oh my God.
I'm going to let you take care of that. I'm going to go take some notes over here.
Oh my God.
I'm going to go see what's up with it.
It's gone. It's destroyed.
The box man.
The crushing boxes.
What are you talking about?
It's destroyed. The crusher.
Calm down.
The box crusher is gone.
What
am I going to do?
Calm down.
Diego, what am I going to do, Diego?
Calm down.
It was my colleague.
Listen.
Diego.
We got a bit of a situation here.
Yes, I know.
No,
I know.
Look.
My box crusher is destroyed. This situation is epically bad.
Look who's here right now.
Some beige person.
I know.
Some beige person. Are they going to bring back my box crusher?
Do you remember what I told you when I first met you about the beige people?
Yes.
That's them.
Oh, that's them.
That's them.
Okay.
This is bad. We might...
Do they have anything in their technologies that could bring back a dead box crusher?
No, but we might both die today, so...
Listen, I've already died inside today. There's not much left for me. All right.
We'll get you a box crusher
if we listen
to this.
Listen, Diego, do you remember Ken?
Yeah.
Did you see him?
I haven't seen him in 2 weeks.
Dude, he did this. He did this. I promise you, he did this.
All right.
He did this. I swear to you.
Okay.
I swear
to
you, he did
this. Okay, keep it down.
He did this, I promise
you. Keep it down.
Ken, I will get my revenge on you, Ken.
I see you standing over. Did you hear any of that?
I try to give him a wide berth. You know what I mean?
You should have put a bullet in him.
What? Well, that's a little extreme. He's just, I mean, he's just gone through some loss, I suppose.
Mm.
I mean, it was just, It was just a box crusher.
It wasn't just a box crusher.
Shut up.
Okay,
shut up.
I don't know. He's got a real attachment to that thing.
Did you see where the lady in beige went?
Gentlemen.
Ooh.
Hey.
All right. Yes.
Hey there.
Hi. And who is that man in the corner back
there? Oh, that.
I don't think I actually know his name. He's just Boxman.
Hey, Mrs. B. I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, look who decided to come to work.
Hello.
So great.
Another beige outfit.
Gentlemen, this is my assistant.
Oh, hello.
I'm only 5 minutes late. I'm sorry.
A lot can happen in 5 minutes. Are these my two options?
Yeah, these are you. And here's your coffee.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
You know, I already have a coffee. Do you know why?
I see that.
Do you know why I already have a coffee?
I'm sure the gentleman in black over there handed that to you.
That's exactly right. He did your job.
You know, I got flat on the way here. Car's kind of old.
I want to hear it. I want to hear it. I have work to do because I was on time.
If you
gentlemen.
Yeah,
so
yes,
what I have
yes.
here.
Uh-huh.
Are two envelopes that you can clearly see.
Oh.
And which envelope you'll be receiving directly relates to these next questions I will be asking you.
Do we get to choose?
You will be answering my questions, sir.
Okay. If I were you, I would
do
just...
Do I get to...
Don't touch them.
I just leave it alone.
Now, question one. Stop. Where were the two of you last night?
I was at the USBUS facility,
you
I think. Yeah. Yes.
You're not sure.
Well, you know, I mean, we were scheduled last night. I mean, I remember driving in. I remember sitting in the break room. And
I remember sitting with you.
Yeah, and I remember it. I don't know. Then I woke up.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I was there last night. It's possible that I had one of those random blackouts.
No, I'm pretty sure I was with you.
Yeah,
he can corroborate his story. He can corroborate your story and your whereabouts last night.
I can corroborate that he had a blackout as well. Yes, I think we both had the random occurrence blackout.
Mm. Yeah,
that's a thing, right?
Interesting. Okay.
Question
two: do you know the exact whereabouts of Abraham Lincoln's right hand? Yes or no question.
Not off the top of my head, but I did see it in a report.
He was he's in Springfield, right? Springfield, Illinois or something. I think I visited there once as a child.
Interesting.
But wouldn't it be with the rest of them?
Question three.
Okay.
Who is Ken? That.
Oh, he's just some stoner employee.
Yeah.
You don't need to worry about him.
He's just
he's an employee.
You know about our program.
I haven't seen that name in the reports that have been sent in to me.
Oh, well.
Well, he kind of just delivers mail.
Yeah, he hasn't done anything anything too nefarious yet.
Nothing nefarious at all.
You know, we're just looking for terrorists doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, in fact, he's a pretty upstanding employee, if I do say so myself.
Yeah,
but
he might be a terrorist one day. I don't know.
It'll take a lot of subversion.
No, a lot of don't say subversion again.
Yeah.
What were you asking?
All right, that is all I need.
That's all.
This envelope.
I'll just take
okay,
that.
Okay. What
you.
Was that? What
and,
was that?
Yes, and you will put it in the car with the rest of the
I know.
Put it in the car.
We've been
right
working
now.
Together for
put
years now.
Put in the car. So, gentlemen, you will be... He doesn't have a name. You will be taking this envelope.
Okay. What is this? What is it?
It's how you will be keeping your jobs.
Oh,
there will
cool.
be a
Thanks.
Bit of an oversight committee
uh-huh.
that will be working with you from here on out, checking reports,
What was the other one?
Oh, that envelope. That's how we erase you.
Ah.
It's a little more complicated.
I've seen that movie.
I'm back, and I actually do have a name. It's Margaret Tiffany. You know I'm not a he. We've talked.
He doesn't have a name.
Okay.
He
well,
keeps making...
I see you guys have a
good help
a
so
wealth
hard
of,
to find, you know?
Relationship
it's just so,
going.
So hard.
Yeah, yeah. You guys seem like you've been around together a long time.
8 years, and she still treats me like this.
Oh, that's...
One earns respect.
You know...
When they do their job well.
You know, I understand. Sometimes me and Diego have spats. You
oh,
know
that's
how
so
it
interesting.
Goes.
That really helps my report. So what you will
what,
be doing is following
I mean,
everything
well,
in that envelope.
I, mean, I wouldn't say spats.
Yeah, we're not arguing or anything.
No, I mean, we're...
Just a difference in
yeah,
ideology.
Yeah, difference in opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean anything by that.
Shut the fuck up.
I would just.
So I'm just going to make another note here.
Oh, you don't have to keep writing these notes.
No, it's so great to learn more about our agents in the field, especially when they haven't been sending their reports in every week.
Where do you? Oh well, I mean, you know, they back up.
Yeah, they really pile up.
I'm trying to polish them off for
how
you guys
can you keep up on that?
So know? That they sound good. You know what I mean? Like, I just want the best parts. I don't want to send you a bunch of stuff you don't want to hear.
Tell me again what level you're at.
Oh, I'm B. I think I'm still B.
Yeah.
When am I gonna get a promotion?
I've
been working here a long time.
Margaret, how long has it been since you got a promotion? I have yet to receive one. So that long.
When he starts doing his job well, he will receive one.
I see that I'm the Margaret in this relationship.
High five.
But I'm not very clear so far. I mean, but I'd like to be.
Well, that could possibly happen if you follow everything I've laid out in that envelope for you.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me...
And we will be back in 1 week to check on your progress. Right now, I have to go look at the perimeter again. There seems to be some extensive damage around there. I will be back in just a moment. You look over those materials, and I will be right back.
Okay.
I'll supervise these guys.
Okay, well, I mean, it looks like step one, we need to actually hire some people to rebuild it.
We can't
do it on our own.
I really wouldn't worry about it.
I agree with that one.
You guys look like big gentlemen. You can
put
this all back together.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, this is probably a better course of action than we were originally intending.
Well, if you want, my uncle's actually a roofer.
I think this says that they need to be certified. Is your uncle certified?
Oh, he's certified. Don't you worry about that.
I noticed you put up air quotes when you said certified. What do you mean by that?
Look, you want them cheap?
No, I think that she made it pretty clear that I would be erased if I didn't do it correctly.
Margaret!
Don't worry about her. She's all talk. What?
Margaret!
What?
Need your help over here.
Oh, fuck. All right.
Well, Diego, seriously though, we need to hire some people.
Look,
I don't want.
What we need to do is figure out.
I don't know
what
being erased means.
We need
exactly,
to figure out where Ken and Sketch are right now.
Yeah. When was the last time you saw Ken?
I haven't seen either of those two in at least 2 weeks.
Wow. You know now that you mention it.
When is the last time you saw them?
It's been a while. I think. Yeah.
Yeah. They've been hanging out with this new girl.
Yeah. Yeah. Age.
Yes.
Yeah. I think she's a bad influence on them, if you ask me.
Well, they haven't been home because of it, so.
That's true. Home is relative for
relative
them.
For them, yes. Yeah. I understand.
They haven't been outside front of the facility in a while. Yeah,
we might have to take her out.
Yeah, yeah, we might. Or we could recruit her, too. I don't know. We can talk about that. We can talk about that later, but...
Okay, well, let's go see what this horrible witch wants. And,
Who are you referring?
I wonder.
Okay, your colloquialisms sometimes go directly over my head, Diego. I'm a very simple man.
Yeah, I know. Let's go see what the lady in tan wants.
Ah, yes, the beige people.
Yes.
Let's go.
I can't believe this. It's all over. It's just behind this bush. They didn't even put anything over it. That is just so sloppy. I can't believe these people. And Margaret!
I'm coming. Sorry, I was...
Gosh, you know, I've been
a
calling
lot of rubble.
You.
Look, I know. I don't need to hear it right now. We're working.
Anyway. Look at this. Look at what I found.
Oh, are they trying to start a... Are they trying to start a false flag attack?
I mean, it's a very sloppy attempt.
Oh, what an asshole. Look, he even wrote a note.
Oh, I didn't see that. What does it say?
It says, use these, Ken, Diego Ramirez.
Do you think they're smart enough to know what happened?
I don't think. They seem to be pretty stupid.
Yeah, I really...
Like, look at this. This is baby time stuff.
Yeah, it's rather shocking, actually, that they got this far in... In the hierarchy.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
That Diego is a complete moron.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
His friend, I don't know.
His his friend seems...
I would keep an eye on him.
Yeah, I think we could definitely use and manipulate him.
Yes.
For future. Oh, here they come. Okay. Oh,
fuck. All right, here.
Gentlemen!
Hello. Oh, hey, what's going on?
Well, yeah, we just seem to have stumbled across a cache of guns in the back here.
Oh,
Those
aren't mine.
This note.
Oh, that's not mine.
Nah. No. Yeah, no, I,
No, that's,
let me see that.
Someone's clearly trying to set us up.
That's not my handwriting. Yeah.
Nope, not my handwriting. Let me just sign it for you right here. Look.
Listen, we don't.
It's not my handwriting.
Hey, look, we don't care about this. Like, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Margaret. I will be talking to the gentleman.
We don't, though.
Okay, be that as it may, you are not one to divulge
information.
Listen,
you're only one more.
Margaret!
All right, fine.
Well,
so, gentlemen,
you know,
here's how things are going to work for the next few weeks.
You want
sir?
Them?
Sir?
Shut up.
You will be filing your reports on time every week. An oversight committee will be coming in every Wednesday.
Okay.
Check things out. All right?
That's Jeopardy night for me.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's so inconvenient.
Yeah, and I have trivia.
Oh, you, sir. Yes. These trips to Texas every weekend.
You're going to trivia while I'm at Jeopardy?
Will no longer be happening.
Oh. Are you sure?
Oh, those were kind of fun.
I am so sure.
All right. I guess we all have to make sacrifices, and I guess I won't be going home to my multiple girlfriends.
And you, sir.
Yes. Yes.
I want more information than the reports on Ken.
It was him.
On this Ken.
It was Diego's idea. What?
Little weasel.
Oh, on Ken. Oh, you're talking about Ken. Yeah.
Yeah, even if he is just an employee, I think it's important that we know about all employees. And the Oversight Committee will be keeping track of
Ken's
that.
Cool. You know?
He's a good guy. He's fun.
He wouldn't do anything like this. Like blow this up.
Well.
Yeah.
All the more reason to have it in the report. Isn't that right?
I'll put it in the
report.
We have a way
of doing things here, and you will continue to do them correctly from this point on.
Diego, should I tell her that I'm missing like an hour of audio footage?
Hmm? What was that?
Huh? Oh, nothing. We're fine.
Yes.
Oh, so we're missing an hour of audio from our recordings.
Just FYI.
Full disclosure.
Do you mind if we go take a look at your studio? Your recording equipment?
Yeah, I believe the password is 1234.
Little motherfucker.
That seems a bit unsafe, doesn't it, gentlemen?
I didn't choose it.
Why do you have to
Hey, I don't want to be erased, is all I'm saying. I've seen that movie and I am not on Schwarzenegger's level, if you know what I mean.
Well, I'm sure I don't know what you're talking about. Erase
is just
a colorful term that we use for moving laterally in the company.
I see.
Finding your replacements. If you don't let us into that, can
Margaret!
You just go?
I will be taking charge of this.
Come on, we're being a little too dramatic right now. Let's go look at the thing.
We need to know what that footage is.
Are you having a spat?
What?
No, sir.
Yeah.
So we do
spats?
Need to go to your recording studio immediately.
You know, I'm writing this down. Tend to have spats.
Yeah, okay.
I keep notes,
oh,
too.
Oh, is he being fun? Is he being cheeky?
Stun gun?
Yes.
Yeah.
Can I get a promotion for that funny?
No, but you want to get shot with a stun gun?
No. Thank you. No,
that
thank
is what you.
You
are good for, Margaret.
Yeah.
You are a good enforcer.
You're pretty quick to the gun.
Watch this.
You just said you weren't going to do it.
I'm sorry. My finger slipped.
Okay. I'll believe you because you're in one of those beige suits right now.
Yeah, law of power in the beige. Law of power in the beige suit.
How do I get one of these beige suits?
Oh,
where do you pick those up?
You can't get one of these beige suits.
No?
No.
Oh.
No. Only for people who do their jobs well and stay at the company.
Anyway,
I try, but Diego's a tough supervisor, I gotta say.
Your friend's not playing with a full deck of cards. I don't know if anything. You should probably be.
Yeah, there's only like 47 cards in that deck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And four of them are not aces.
And no aces. No aces whatsoever.
As productive as this conversation is,
yeah,
we
yeah.
need to go.
I'm glad
to
you
studio.
Agree with me about Diego. That's relieving.
Look, I don't care. Look who I got to deal with over here. I mean, come on.
All right. Well, do you guys want to go in my car or?
Oh, no, I believe we'll be taking our car. It seems to be in a lot better shape.
Yeah.
Yeah. That beige one.
Yeah.
Is that yours, right?
Oh yeah, isn't it pretty?
Wow,
pretty shade of beige.
It really matches your outfits.
It's
really
the exact
well.
It
shade.
Really does. It does. Yeah. And it took a while to find it too.
I know.
We
yeah.
had to special
you could almost
customize
blend right
that.
In.
The U.S. government paid a lot of money to get that clothes. You can't get that beige anywhere else.
It's
oh,
true.
Really?
It's
yeah.
true.
Oh, wow.
But it is of the utmost importance that we have the same shade of beige. It
yeah.
really is.
Yeah. Okay.
A little fedoras are
yeah.
beige, like our suits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even the bottom of my shoes are beige.
Appearances
wow.
really matter. It's,
yeah.
it's a way to show strength, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
kind of like the
yeah.
Nazis with their suits, but definitely a lot more subdued.
Yeah. So,
yeah, yeah. Well,
so
I
guess I'll stay here and work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
oh Diego,
right, yeah.
I forgot that you were there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you could.
Yes.
I'll go with
no
them.
One's really
still
have
the audio files.
See that you begin yeah. mending this unfortunate situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Diego, yeah. see that you begin that.
Now,
watch yourself.
I can't wait to see what you have on file for us.
It's oh, yeah, yeah.
It's
kind of
it
weird. There's
time.
Just. It's missing time. Yeah, about
really?
An hour. Well, that I've seen. I only got in like 5 minutes of work before the facility apparently exploded.
Right,
yeah,
but
it sounds
able to acknowledge it. That's
it sounds
good.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose
hey,
so.
Hey, crazy question. What do you think happened?
What do I think happened?
Margaret.
Well, I mean, I had a strange dream last night. I don't know if you want to hear about that kind of thing, but
oh yes, yeah. it's all about the dream.
I was in the break room, and then I erupted into a giant fireball after hearing
you
many many bullets.
Erupted?
What? Well,
or
no, I mean the
it erupted
well,
around you.
Everything erupted into a giant fireball, and then I turned into dust pretty quickly.
I'm just gonna take some notes, Beige.
Ash, I guess.
Don't worry.
And then I think I was dead for a few hours,
uh-huh.
and then I woke up at the Espas facility,
uh-huh.
drenched in sweat.
Uh-huh. Okay. Were you clothed when you woke up?
Yeah. Yeah, I was clothed.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Would
yeah.
Look at that.
Oh, I do see that.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's a good point, Margaret.
Do you want to drive? Should I drive?
Do you
oh,
guys
you
know
driving.
What happened last night?
Get in the car. Please.
Get in the car, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe the audio footage will help
sir,
you.
Sir, just get in the car. Don't be
oh,
difficult.
Okay. Yeah.
Not get tased again?
Nope.
All right, then.
All right.
Getting it.
All right. I got to find Ken.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to do with my life anymore.
Boxman, are you crying?
Shut up. Don't make fun of me. This is my baby.
All right, I'll come over there and talk to you for a second.
This is my baby boy, and it's gone.
Look at me. Look at me. Hey.
Diego, yes. Yes,
what,
Diego.
What happened?
What happened? What happened is they tore my heart from me, my inside and stomped on it. They
that's
destroyed
not,
my box crushing machine.
That's not what I... What happened?
What
happened?
Oh, you...
Why does it look
explosion.
Like this?
Oh, I was saying earlier, Ken did something crazy. You remember how he gets all fugue-staked?
Ken did this.
Yes.
You...
Yes, you idiot. Ken.
Ken did this.
Yes, you idiot. I said it two times, Ken.
Right.
He came in here and have you ever seen that movie Commando by the Schwarzenegger?
Oh, I love that movie.
He just shoots up everything.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
It was
it's
like
great.
That. It was like being
no.
in a battle zone.
What,
and he blew up my beloved box crusher.
Did he use the guns we left around or did he have his own?
Oh, he had his own. He had all sorts of guns on his own, man. There were
damn.
He had bombs.
God damn.
He had explosions. Look what he did to this facility. You didn't give him these bombs.
No, I... Yeah.
No.
The most I gave him was a pipe bomb and a nail bomb, but...
a nail bomb?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
What, do you make that at home in your basement?
You make all of these at home
That's
in your
horrible.
Basement.
Okay.
Why do you think I go to Texas so much?
Well, Diego, what do you think are the chances of me getting a new box crusher?
I don't know, but you're going to go help me find Ken right now.
But the box crusher.
I know. We'll get you a new one.
Okay.
Okay,
I'm making some phone calls right now.
I promise.
Yes, I will buy you a brand
new
box.
I will tell you everything if you give me a box crusher.
I promise to get you a brand new box crusher.
A brand new?
Brand.
With all the bells and the whistles?
And the dinglings, too.
And the dinglings, too.
And the dinglings, too. Oh, we're Diego. We're going to get in my car. We're going to go find Ken.
Diego, this brings a tear to my eye. I've almost forgotten about my child box crusher.
Oh, my God. Your breath smells so terrible.
I do not brush. I find it to be disgusting.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Let's go find Ken.
All right. I will help you.
Thank you for listening. Ken is played by Luis Arteaga. Sketch is played by Brad LeBaron. And Age is played by Adrian Ranney. Special thanks to King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard for the music. For more information, visit soundcloud.com/rollingstonedpodcast. Don't forget to wipe.
This has been a Revolver Audio production. Executive producer Brad LeBaron. For more podcasts, visit soundcloud.com/revolveraudio. Or to support new content, visit ko-fi.com/revolveraudio.